Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 282 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, let me fill you in on what it's like. It's a lot like having heart surgery. You know, they ask you to get naked, they lay you on this cold-ass table, and then they ask what music you want to listen to. They put it on some tunes, but it doesn't matter. Because once that sleeping gas kicks in and it's just lights out, you don't remember shit. That's pretty much like our show. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who didn't care I almost died and demanded that we still do a show.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's Doug.
That's me, Doug, the one who has no feelings. You know me best from all my antics. If this was a sitcom, I would turn and smile at the camera while reading a book.
Well, I didn't want to do this show tonight. I'm Kevin.
Kevin wanted to interview somebody.
Yeah, I could have interviewed Leva Bates, the famous independent wrestler.
Don't know about
Can you say famous and indie at the same time?
She was in NXT for a little bit under called Blue Pants. They called her Blue Pants. Started off as a meme and it stuck, and she was super, super popular.
So let's talk.
There you go. That was the story there.
Sure.
So anybody want to hear about a little story?
Yeah.
If it has to do with your dick, absolutely.
Yeah, that, you know, there's the subscribers and there's donators wanting to know.
Surprisingly, there is a dick story. So Tuesday, I had some issues with my heart. And Tuesday morning, I went to work and I started to feel lightheaded and dizzy, and I felt sick to my stomach, and I thought I was going to throw up. And people around work were like, "Oh my God, what's going on?" So they rush me up to the front. I go to the hospital and they say nothing's wrong. So they send me home. And later that night, I'm sitting in front of my computer. I just finished a game of Madden, and I'm sitting there and I get these same feelings again. It was about 9 at night, and then I instantly pass out. And then when I wake up, I'm pissing myself. And at that point, I was like, oh, something's really wrong. So it's time to call. You know, Colin handled the situation really, really well. He was really mature about it. He tried to wake me up. He said he saw my eyes roll to the back of my head. And he tried to wake me up, and he grabbed his phone, dialed 911. He dialed 911 and then was ready to hit the other one and then call 911 if I didn't wake up. But I woke up, and he says, "Dad, do I need to call?" And I said, "No, just call Ashley." So we called Ashley. Ashley rushes home. We go to the hospital. So they keep me overnight. They ran an EKG. They couldn't find out what was wrong. And then the next morning, about 8 a.m., it happened again. I lose consciousness, and I also pissed the bed. And so what they did was they caught it on all the machines. And so that you know, after they cleaned me up and everything like that, the doctor comes in and says, "Hey, we're gonna go and do a MRI and make sure you didn't have a stroke or anything like that." And he said that your heart stopped for 25 seconds. And so that happened probably while I was at the house as well. Fuck you, IQ. You're right, but fuck you. He says, Doug's face looks like he's thinking, not this fucking story again. Well, he hasn't heard the full story. No, you haven't. So anyways, so they do the MRI and everything, and the doctor comes in and he's like, "Well, we didn't find anything wrong with your brain." And I said, "Are you sure?"
can we get a second opinion?
Yeah, can we just check that again? Just medically sure, but like
mentally.
But like maybe.
And then so they ran all these tests on me, and then the cardiologist comes in and says, "Well, we're gonna have to install a pacemaker." They believe that it's just maybe faulty wiring that I have, and it just happened to present itself, or it could be something to do with sleep apnea, and it's just built up over time and I never took care of it. And so the next morning I go into surgery, and they're wheeling me down there. First of all, they're like, "All right, you can't have any pants, okay?" And I was like, "Oh, okay, can I just wear my is it okay to wear my underwear?" And they're like, "No." Okay, so I take off my pants. and underwear. We go down to the ER. They get me on the table, and they put the mask on me and everything like that. And as I'm going under, I say, "Hey guys, you know, they asked me what music I'm going to play, all that kind of stuff." And then they're like, "Anything else? Like, we're going to put you under." I was like, "Yeah, listen, if you happen to have to look under past my waist, just know that Princess Sophia, she's a grower, not a shower. Okay."
Princess Sophia. That's so sweet.
And
that's what Ashley named it, right?
So I guess that I not only told that to one time.
Oh no.
But also when I came out of the ER, I mean out of the surgery, and they're getting me back upstairs, and the nurses are getting me back into my room, I tell it again to the nurses. And I tell them,
"You're really trying to get that joke over."
And I didn't know I said it twice. Ashley was standing there, and I guess she was like, "Jeremy, stop it.
Stop talking about your dick."
Mortified.
But I guess it went over really well. There was a dude, my nurse was Anthony, and then I guess I was the talk of the town, and they called me Seth Rogen.
That makes sense.
And so they were like, "We didn't know we had him here today." And I had a good time with him. Anthony was a great nurse. He hung out with me, and we joked around a lot and had a good time. Then after Anthony had to leave at 7 p.m., I had a night nurse from hell. He came in with zero personality, and I was like, "Hey, man, what's going on?" And he goes, "Hi." I was like, "Uh-oh."
But that's why they got him working nights.
And I was like, he goes, "All right, we're going to do your tests."
Okay.
"And then we have to put an IV in." I was like, "Okay." He goes, "But I can't find your, I'm going to have someone else do it." Okay. So he comes in and he puts the IV in my right hand. Now I've already got an IV in my arm, but he puts one into my right hand, and he goes, "Okay, we're done." And they go away. Well, he comes back in 10 minutes later and goes, "Uh-oh." I go, "What do you mean, uh-oh?"
And he goes, "Uh-oh is never good in the hospital."
He goes, "Well, I didn't look at your chart correctly, and we actually need the IV in the left hand. And they put a 22 gauge in there, but it's supposed to be an 18, so it's supposed to be bigger." Are you fucking, are you messing with me right now, man? And he goes, "Well, I'm going to have someone else do it." So they stick me, they couldn't find it the first time, these night nurses.
Oh.
And so they stick this 18 gauge IV needle into my hand, and it is ripping through my muscle. And I'm like, "Can you please find the vein before I kill you?" So they finally find it, and they stick it in, and I'm like, "Oh, thank God." The next morning, the daytime nurse was like, "Yeah, sounds a lot like night nurses."
Yeah, it sounds like the B squad right there.
And I guess that the night nurses are like newer. They're not as experienced. So they put them on the night shift because people don't have to do much. They just check on things. They check vitals. And
yeah,
that's about it. Make sure people are sleeping.
Stick needles in there and try to search for veins.
Yeah. And I was like, come on, guys. So
answer the important question, by the way.
What's that?
What music did you choose?
Oh, I told them alternative.
Oh, I was hoping you'd be like NWA. Think of them having to operate while shifts going, like, "Fuck the police" or something like that. Fucking, that would have been amazing.
Awesome.
Can I get some Wu-Tang Clan, please?
Hell yeah, dude. That'll be fucking precision.
They are. Ratty, I'm not saying that they're all bad. Don't take offense. When I did the MRI, I'm not a big fan of, I mean, like, I'm not scared of enclosed places. You know, I'm not a claustrophobic or anything, but I tell you what, after 20 minutes in an MRI tube, you want fucking out of there. And it is not the funnest thing in the world. I didn't like it at all. Did not. So I don't know if you guys have ever had an MRI done on your brain.
No,
you should.
No.
You should.
Side note. Destin42 just subscribed with Twitch Prime. thanks, Beth. Is what we do.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. Welcome.
Thanks, Doug.
What are you going to say? Something about Zectax?
Zectax. Zectax. He subscribed for 6 months. Holy shit. Zectax. Wait, Doug, God damn it. You do it. Why am I doing it? You're fooling me.
Because you got your tonsils taken out.
Oh, you.
So that's a story about me. I do think that it's been a scary ride, but I'm going to be okay. I'm going to heal. I have about 25 staples in my chest right now, and those get pulled out on Friday. It's going to be a 6-week recovery after that, and you know, hopefully I don't have to work. Maybe I do. I don't know, but it's going to be. A-okay, crossing fingers. But it is scary to almost, you know, ride that fucking line of life and death. Yeah. Even when you're in the moment, you don't really think about it. But today I was alone quite a bit. And, man, it really fucking, you sit there and think about the things that fucking matter and, like, all that kind of shit. It's real crazy. Real crazy.
Yeah. Oh, man, Jeremy, I need to talk to you about this. I'm going to need, like, a document with all the passwords and stuff.
Do you have a living will?
Do you have a living will? Listen, because, like, not that I don't trust Ashley, but just, like, if something happened, I just want to make sure that 8-Bit gets its 8-Bit money.
It just goes into, like, some account that cannot be cashed out.
I just want to make sure that, like, yeah, you know, like, I can power of attorney or some shit over the 8-Bit geek when you're gone.
50-50, of course.
Yeah, but you're fine now. You're fine. You know, so I'll just, if something happened,
then just, yeah, I'll listen. I'll get with my people to get with your people. Well,
aren't we our people?
Yeah.
So are you just gonna get with me to get with Doug and
All right.
Snorkel resubscribed or no? Yeah, 9 months in a row. We would have had a baby with you, Snorkel. Doug.
Wow, if we just had a baby, ain't nothing happening for another 6 weeks, bud.
So no deep throat. You licking his butt? What is happening?
Hey, man, do what you gotta do.
All right, so let's get on with it. This is gonna be maybe a shorter show. I don't know. I actually added way too many notes, I think, but
hey, but we love you, bro. I just wanted to say that we were really worried about you. Everyone, when we were able to make it public. A lot of people came out in the community.
Yeah, I got to say that. There was a lot of love in the community, and people are very, very, very helpful and giving, and so I'm very thankful for everybody. Thank you, everybody who listens to the show. Now,
but we love you, man.
Say it, Doug. Say something nice. Say something nice about me. Say that you, like, say that you cared and, like, you worried and stuff.
This is going to be on tape.
Yeah, that's the hang up right now. As I say it now, but, like, next week, you know, when I'm like, yeah, fuck you, Jared. It's like, I love you, Jared. Like, something that I said, you know,
it's gonna become a drop.
Yeah, it's like, now it's time for Misconnections. Hey, man, I'm glad you're alive. I love you. You're like a brother to me, and I don't know what I'd do without you.
That's all I needed. Thank you.
That was sincere.
Aww,
even though I said it in a dumb
tone. Yeah, you said it in a really weird tone. I could not tell.
I mean, all those things.
Menacing's like yelling, there, we got it. I love you both. I love you both like brothers as well. So I'm glad to still be here. And let's turn things on. Let's get fucking funny. All right. Let's have a good time here. Let's do what we always do and have some fun. And so, oh no. Oh no.
Gadzooks cheered 500 bits saying for Princess Sophia the grower, not the shower.
We found the title of this episode.
Princess Sophia.
Yeah, Princess Sophia makes her debut.
People are gonna be like, oh, what's Princess Sophia all about? Maybe it's a new Disney movie. And then they listen to the first 5 minutes and they're like, oh.
They're like, this is really, really depressing.
Remember when we were talking about how much we tell the fans of our personal life goes into the show?
You got to be an open book, man, you know, or else people don't trust you. Okay. So we are still looking for people for a tagline. No, it can't be a grower, not a grower. A grower, not a shower. All right. We're looking for a tagline. We've had some okay ones. Nothing that's really blown us away. If you want to, you can submit it on the website or through Discord, Twitter, social media, all that kind of stuff. We need something that really, really speaks about what the show is all about in a one phrase way. You know what I'm saying? So if you have a tagline for us, we're running a contest. We're going to give you a game or something like that, or some money. We'll figure that out. But please hit us up. We're trying to give you something. Just get creative with us, because the three of us are spent. We've spent over 6 years together, and we haven't created a great tagline yet. So we're leaving it up to you.
We haven't created a great anything. So thanks for bearing with us.
That's true, too.
Yeah. And that's our slogan. We haven't created a great anything.
That's a good one.
I'll take that game now.
All right. If you don't think that this show's cool, but why would you not? Somebody else said almost great.
We did make Saga from Ed. There it goes. 8-Bit Geek. We did make Saga. Oh, that's good.
You can always hit us. Oh, I'm all over the place here. Hold on. Rewind that. If you like our show.
Reverse it.
You can subscribe to us on Audio Boom. We love Audio Boom because they pretty much pay for our bandwidth. They are our main sponsor. They take care of us so that way our show can reach your ears. So if you let us spit in your ears a little bit, we have them to thank for it. If you don't, hey, maybe that's it too. 8-Bit Geek, we spit in your ears. If you don't want to listen to us on Audio Boom, you can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. Of course, every Monday night we record live right here on Twitch, and we try to record every week, even if there's a big medical issue.
Yeah, so, still got to get those shows out.
Still got to be consistent. That's what's important here.
Yeah.
I like this one from
IQ.
We're
doing this from his hospital bed.
Yeah. Sorry, we just got another submission from IQ. It says 8-Bit Geek. Let's see how we can make fun of Kevin this week.
Yeah. I'll buy it. Expect a copy of Postal 2 in your mailbox soon. That's all I have in my free games. I have like three copies of it for some reason. I don't know what happened that night. I must have drunk steamed. So if anyone wants Postal 2, holla at your boy.
Oh, I like that one too. I kind of switched it though. 8-Bit Geek. We made Garbage Day. Nothing, huh?
Boop, 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 boop. Where's the trombone? Oh, man. People keep bringing that up. Like, you just go tweet at Little Stevie.
If you want to connect with us and you can't make it to a live show, you can always do so through Discord. We have hundreds of thousands of members. and you can connect with at least one of them to make your best friend. We have a thriving community over there that people interact all the time. So make sure you go over there and check us out, okay? Chat with us and join in some events. You know, we just announced that we're doing WoW Wednesdays. We have a huge group of players now that are playing on WoW. And they're going to get together every Wednesday night, play some raids and some dungeons, and have some fun. We also have a game night on Thursday, Friday. I think that this week we're doing Diablo 2 as well as one other game. I'm not sure.
So, GTA 5.
GTA 5, that's right. So, or as Doug and I like to call it, loading simulator.
Put it on in a solid state, man.
Yeah, so that way, instead of loading for a minute and a half, you can load it in a minute and 20 seconds.
No, seriously.
It takes longer than a minute and a half to load. Come on.
I guess we could answer this one. A menacing asked, like, it's a weird question to answer on stream, I feel. What's the best way to give you guys money through Twitch or Patreon? What do y'all prefer? I think I'm at Patreon, I guess, which is a thing you guys should go check out.
Yeah.
We're on patreon.com/8bitgeek. You get like extended episodes of stuff over there now, and not just 8-Bit Geek, but also 8-Bit Saga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, way to announce that. Well, let's not make a small deal about that. So if you want to donate to us, so the best way, Patreon is a way for you to get more for your money. If you want to donate through Twitch, that's fine. will get the money. That's great, but you get more value out of the Patreon. So
yeah,
you can give up to from a dollar up to $1 million a month if you wanted to. But if you give at least $5 a month, you're going to get all this extra content. And announcing today on the show, we're actually going to start giving you every time that we release an 8-Bit Saga episode, you're going to get the extended cut of the 8-Bit Saga on Patreon. And that is going to include all the bloopers.
Yeah.
So you're going to get somewhere between 10 to 30 minutes extra every episode. So
pretty much that's what it feels like. It's a lot.
That's awesome. That is really cool.
We did put it out now. People might be angry because they were getting that content on the regular channels, but we decided that, you know, for the people that we do have on Patreon, they deserve a little something more. So we're going to give you the bloopers on there. So we apologize if anybody is upset about that, but we are still offering it. It is behind a paywall, though. You call us the new EA of podcasts.
We only give you 3/4. I don't know why I got Russian all of a sudden.
Seriously.
I had a Moscow Mule earlier, so I guess that'll do it.
In fact, what's going to happen here is this episode's going to cut off unless you... I was just kidding. We're still here.
Yeah, we got you.
All right,
somebody was actually checking if their thing was buffering.
Yeah.
They're checking if it was buffering, and then the people who are listening over on like iTunes and Spotify and stuff probably like actually looked at their player and were like, "Nah, there's still another 30 minutes left."
Let's get into some misconnections. I'm not going to do one this week to save my my energy, but we are going to get one from I was going to say Doug, but Doug doesn't do one.
Doug never does one.
Doug doesn't ever do one. So we're going to get, and I was going to say Stevie for some reason. I don't know what's going on.
Guess who, Stevie?
I guess I need to go back to the MRI machine. Sean is going to be here, and then as well as someone else. I don't know who Kevin's bringing to the table. But every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we do add a little bit. But we definitely can't make this stuff up. Okay, player. You're supposed to...
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
John?
What's up, fellas?
Hi, Sean. One second. I just got to cut this off. There's been a bit war going on for like the last 5 minutes.
This is my time.
Sean, I love you. But and also, PsyJoker donated $25. Thank you, PsyJoker. But yeah, between the King Rex, Godhooks, Godzooks, whole bunch of people are throwing bits at each other or throwing bits at us, so it's cool. Thank you. Hi, Sean. Go for it, buddy.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hi.
You've never said my full name. It's weird. You've always said Jer all these years. It sounds much more like you're seducing me.
I just wanted to make sure that you were okay after our we tangoed Monday night.
What?
I left you a little breathless.
Wow.
That was not a part of the original story. I was trying to leave that out.
Yeah, after the show, I left Doug's house and I drove up to see Jared and we had some fun.
Whoa.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I don't like the part where you peed yourself. That wasn't cool, but as long as you're not doing that anymore.
I think I'm past it until at least I'm like maybe 99.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Like 99 days?
99, no. The
99 like, red balloons.
Till I get 99 red balloons.
Oh, okay. Well, let me just add some more to that order to your house. Just gonna.
That's fucked up. No, don't order those.
The bit war continues. Now the top three are King Rex at 1,400, Gadzook, Gadzooks. Nope, never mind. He got taken down by Witkin.
Listen,
King Rex is in second.
We're gonna stop. You can't be a sports commentator here. This is gonna go on all night.
And it keeps a going, folks.
Thanks, Witkin, for the 2,000 bits. All right.
So, my misconnection this week comes from Tinder, an experience I had on Tinder. I accidentally swiped you the wrong way on Tinder. Hey, girl, picture this. I'm on the toilet. Kindering hard like you know that I do when suddenly, bam, a sweet sugar-faced angel child baby doll honey pie shows up on my Tinder. I'm so in awe of your gorgeousity that I accidentally swipe you left and drop a duke without even thinking at the very same time. Instantly, my mind says, my God, what have I done? Just like David Byrne in the classic and oh-so-apt Talking Heads tune Once in a Lifetime.
That is a fucking deep cut,
that's
bro.
That's a fucking pull, man.
Oh, man, I love the Talking Heads.
Oh, man. What's your favorite song?
That one.
Once in a Lifetime?
Yeah. Burning Down the House is also really good.
Also, Psycho Killer, man. Come on.
Jesus.
Ooh, fuck. Psycho Killer is really good.
Psycho Killer is my favorite one. Yes. Karaoke.
Psycho Killer. I would slay. All right.
Rex ain't playing around.
I know. It's constant in my earballs.
Yeah. We're up there. Yeah. Holy shit.
Okay, let me finish this thing. Okay, I'm so depressed, I get off the toilet without even wiping and go lay down the dark cupboard that I can squeeze into if I bend my legs just right and kind of wedge and in a weird angle. Now I'll describe to you the best of my abilities. You are blonde, pretty, mid-20s.
Okay.
That's all I have to go off of. If this sounds like you, reply to this ad with your photo, cup size, and bank account balance.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll see if we can make some magic happen like my boy David Blaine.
It would have been so funny if you said magic like David Byrne again.
Like David Byrne.
Oh, shit.
Burning down the house. All right. Yours truly, Sean Pennis.
Hey, take it easy, Sean. You have a good one, buddy.
What's up?
Hello, Jeremy.
No, now you just sound like you want to murder me. Sean was sexy. Yours was like, I'm coming for you.
I'll take care of you.
Don't close your eyes tonight.
No. Jer, I'll take care of you. You got enough pillows in your bed?
I'm sorry. Yeah. This bit war is out of fucking control.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Wiccan's up to 12,000.
King Rex is at 6,000.
He said, and then he said, your move, King Rex.
Oh, my.
Now, I just want to let you know, if you're listening to the show and you don't know what a bit war is, you can buy these bits that you can donate in Twitch. And so people go off and try to beat each other because there's a top list and you can be the number one or number two. So Rex said,
or three.
Rex said, you will, if I'm in a live show, no one will beat me in a bit war. And Wickton is really challenging him right now with this. And
he just fucking did.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is turning into a commentary.
Holy shit, just King Rex dropping 10,188.
Now he's up at 16,000. Now he's in the lead.
He's up at 4,000 now.
Oh my. Well.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, well.
Johnny Boy says, well, this is awkward. Y'all are much uglier than I thought.
It's all true, baby.
That's why we're,
it's all true.
That's why we do a podcast, man.
Yeah, exactly. We have the face for radio. Yeah. Motherfucker.
Well, you guys do. I'm a
haven't you
specimen
heard us,
of ginger charm.
Haven't you heard us say that almost every episode, Johnny? Continue, Kev.
Well, this one's called I'll Still Take You, Even With Your Rap Sheet. This is a male for women. This is 38. Home alone on the internet. Oh! Sorry, I saw Home Alone, and that's what I thought. Mm-mm. The sound was me slapping myself, and now my cheeks are red.
I was about to call you out, because I forgot that I wasn't listening to Kevin talk. And I was going to say, motherfucker, you haven't watched fucking Home Alone. Get the fuck out of here. You don't know what color the fucking light bulbs were on the stairs, piece of shit.
I mean, you know, he's seen it.
But I'm talking to Velvet, not Kev, so... Make sure you relay that message to him when he.
Yeah,
when
no, he's like right over my shoulder. Like, I mean, he heard you.
No, oh. Well, cool.
Let me tell you about a little something that happened on 2010, approximately like August 11th at 1:59 a.m. Reply to this post. Hello, Holly. I saw your picture today in the mugshots on Tribune's website. You look fantastic, especially for a girl who's just been busted for pot. The devil's lettuce. Now, I believe that every girl deserves a second chance, and I want to be the guy who gives it to you.
Oh.
Please write back and let me know when you're free. I'm willing to wait 30 to 60 days if that's what it takes. And I included a picture of, I'm not going to say her full name because that's wrong. It's awfully creepy of me to do that. Yours truly. Velvet Jones. Conversations.
Oh, shit. That was a lot of fun. Somebody's asking in the chat, they're like, why don't you just give them money instead of bits? Don't we only get half of the bits?
Like a third.
No, you get 100% of the bits, but the fact is they cost more for them in the end.
Yeah. Because but they're more fun.
They upcharge you. Yeah. So, I mean, like, yeah, we're tonight getting $166 from Rex out of bits.
Wow.
Yeah. And we're getting 120 from Wiccan.
Wow.
Yeah. That's very sweet
of y'all.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get it in 60 fucking days, but.
Well, we'll get it.
We'll all be here, or else, Jer.
What the fuck, man?
I said we'll be here.
All right. Let's see. Let's go over to the top box office. There's a movie that I really wanted to see, but I ended up in the hospital. Crazy Rich Asians. This thing in its second week has made $25 million, bringing it up to $76 million, which is a pretty dope. And it's getting great reviews. I really want to see this one. And then coming in second is The Meg, which is crazy because it's made over $100 million so far at the box office.
Fucking man.
Who knew?
This is snakes on a plane all over again.
So, let's get into some news here. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 has been put on hold in the wake of the James Gunn firing. So I guess maybe they won't be using that script, or they haven't found a director. But this is a complete. If you ask me, if you ask Disney, they can just rearrange things. Sorry, but as a fan from outside looking in. What a complete fucking disaster.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's one of those, like, if I can't have it, no one can moments. I mean, not like that, I guess. It's not in James Gunn's way, but like Disney, like the fact is, like, they just will not fucking, man. I don't know, dude, they need to get rid of their pride in this one.
Alan
they
Horn
need to take the L.
Alan Horn is standing firm on his stance that, you know, he took a courtesy meeting with James Gunn, decided, nope, we're not going to do it. And since then, do you start to lose actors, or do you think that they stay on? Like, how these guys are so like deep in contracts and also with scheduling, because everyone has to schedule around Marvel films once you sign on with Marvel. Yeah. And all these projects lined up and how they intertwine. It's going to be interesting to see how the story, because if they delay it long enough and these other movies start to come out, then James Gunn's vision is going to disappear because they have to rewrite the script based on what's happening in the universe.
Yep.
And Guardians 3 was supposed to be one of the films that bring in the next phase of Marvel, which is kind of, I mean, so we've been talking about it for the last 3 weeks, but it just keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that the longer it gets postponed, the more we're going to start seeing the actors start dropping out, especially those that don't want to be working without Gunn to begin with, and those who have said that if they don't use his script there, then they'll ask to be let go of their contracts. And I feel that maybe you know, Infinity War Part 2 or whatever that movie is going to be called might be the last appearance of some of these characters.
Yeah.
Unless they appear in some other movie or whatever. But I'm not going to say that Guardians is dead, but I think that the longer they wait, the more we'll start to see them drop out. And because of, yeah, like, I'm not going to hang my career on when or when not this movie is going to get made. And if I'm going to sign on to do something else, like, you know, let's say Jurassic Park 3 or something, like maybe that, or Jurassic World 3, like maybe that would have gotten pushed back. But, you know, now that he's open, maybe he can move towards us. And I also saw something, and I don't know if it's mentioned in this article, and I don't know how entirely like true it is, but I saw that other people involved in the movie were let go and are free to find work elsewhere. So I don't know how true that actually is. Mm-hmm. But again, if you start firing the entire production team, bye. Like, that's your movie. Like,
yeah.
And I mean, if you get blacklisted, but I mean, Disney now owns, Jesus, like, I think it was 60% of Hollywood studios. Some stupid number. Like, Disney owns so many studios now with Fox that, you mm-hmm. know, I mean, I guess you could go with the other two.
The other two.
So, DC is making some moves with their wonderful, wonderful DC app or DC whatever streaming. What are they calling it? What is it? All Access. DC All Access or some shit like that. Their streaming service. Well, they just announced that they're launching a daily show called DC Daily with hosted by Kevin Smith.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty Fat cool. Man on Batman.
Essentially, like if you've watched Fat Man on Batman on YouTube, he has mm-hmm. a complete set already and it looks pretty dope. Now they do show off a new set, but he's essentially been doing this on YouTube now for the last year and mm-hmm. you know, nobody's really, so he, I don't know if he had to interview much for it because he's already been doing it. And so
that was his resume.
Yeah. I mean, he's been big into DC anyways. He's written, he's written a ton of comics for them. With
some he named his daughter Harley Quinn. I mean, it's whatever. Yeah.
So good for him. And I can't wait to download that show.
Yeah. I'll be expecting it on your Plex.
I ain't got another $14.99 to fucking give someone.
Yeah, seriously, especially for shows that you can watch on CW.
Yeah. Yeah. And this DC show is going to be like 30 minutes long. It ain't going to be. Sorry.
Yeah. We'll be lucky if it's 30 minutes long. You like kidding 25. Me? That's a 15 minute show that they'll put on their thing. Are you kidding me? It's going to be short
every day. So let's get into some gaming. And it's a really sad story to talk about, but let's get it out there and let's move through it real quick to not give too much attention to it. It fucking sucks. But there was, everyone knows by now, there's a fatal shooting at a Madden tournament in Jacksonville. Leaves three dead, two of the contestants, and then one, the guy who lost, supposedly, and then killed himself because he got fucking mad. Like a fucking dick.
And Link lives in Jacksonville, so I was really worried when I heard about that. And people, thankfully, the people I know marked themselves safe and everything mm-hmm. like that. But, yeah. I mean, it's just, what a terrible thing, man.
Yeah.
It looks like, I mean, again, I tweeted with you guys or shared with you guys, not tweeted, shared with you guys last night that there was reports that he was a participant in the competition and that he lost and whatever. And there was some stuff today also showing that, like, I mean, he won some competitions in 2017 and blah, blah, blah. And all I'm going to say about this motherfucker is that he's a giant fucking pussy. Mm-hmm. Like, what a little pussy ass bitch that you lose a game and you go shoot up the place. Like, I hope that in whatever form of attorney or whatever is left or whatever in the afterlife, I hope that he enjoys being skull fucked mm-hmm. forever. Cause, like, and also I'm gonna go and say it, fuck his parents that they raised such a little shitty brat that couldn't take like a losing. Like, fuck y'all too. Like, y'all fucked up.
That's why I think it's important. Like, to my kid, I will beat him at everything until he's good enough to beat me. And hold on, guys. Let me reverse this. In any kind of competition.
No, physically. You're going to beat him until he can beat you.
Yeah, that's what I was like. What are we talking about? Conan?
So, like, any time a sport that we play, any time a board game, we play Pokemon card games all the time. And I don't let up, man. If he wins, it's because he earned it. And yeah. he will learn that this life is not full of everyone wins and everyone gets a trophy. And if you're going to win, you need to work hard at it and do the work. Yeah. And I think it's important.
And learn to be like okay with losing. Mm-hmm. And like, don't be a sore loser, yeah. Especially if this fucking butthurt, like little pussy ass bitch. I'm sorry. Fuck this guy. Fuck him. Fuck him.
I guess there was reports saying that people thought he was crazy beforehand, and there's been comments and stuff like that. But it's really sad, especially in the gaming community and in general as a whole, because there's going to be two things that happen here. Politicians are going to use this as an outlet to say that video games cause violence, and that argument's going to come up again.
Which is so ridiculous because this is fucking Madden we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So like you could easily just turn that and be like, cool, so does football, you bitches. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like there's okay, you can't just say video games because it's not like he was playing CSGO or some shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like if mm-hmm. if it had been that tournament, I could totally see them making that argument. But the fact that the NFL is involved, I would be surprised if anyone said anything. Just because it's like, well, then you're also saying that football.
Yeah. And then fear. Once again, I've already seen on Twitter people talking about being fearful of going to PAX and going to bigger events in the gaming world because, you know, I went to QuakeCon this year and had a lot of fun, but they check your bags very loosely. Like they don't go through them. And there's 5,000 people in this room all gaming in one night, you know, and I mean for the whole weekend. So. It's real easy, especially all these things are made out of metal, these cases, so you could just slip something in there as well.
Yeah.
So it's just like, do we continue to crack down and like get everywhere we go, everyone has to, every place that we live, every place that we go has to have a metal detector, has to have security. I think it's ridiculous. And, I won't make this a gun thing. But I will say that I just hope that people, people start being able to deal with their mental illnesses. And if you feel like you need help, go seek it. Go find somebody who's willing to listen to. Sometimes, you know, if you're depressed, sometimes all it takes is somebody, you know, a friend just to listen. If you don't have friends, go seek someone out on a professional help. You know, like I said, if you feel like you don't have anybody and join our Discord, talk to us. We'll make friends with you. We won't help you mentally, but we'll say hi and then we'll call the cops. Something like that.
Oh.
Daenerys RA over in the chat says the smell in the room alone is like a weapon.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But like Fritos, but no one brought the bag.
I will say, you know, kind of, there was a huge gun debate over in our Discord the other day, which I think whatever, it's fine. It's whatever.
It was,
I
don't, civil think, for I don't, the most part.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't feel civil. Like this in itself is a like gun. It's not like this guy targeted people. You know what I mean? Like he went after people, like other pro gamers and stuff. And the two that were killed were competing at this event. And like apparently, you know, there was I saw today there was a police report or whatever that said that like he was not targeting just people there. Like he wasn't going after the patrons or whatever. He was going after those competing. And that's what I think separates it, like a school shooting or a mass shooting in that regard, is that this guy wasn't going in just to kill people.
It was premeditated.
He was premeditated. And yeah, he went and he had a target and he went in there specifically to harm those people. And that's where it's like, it separates it from like a gun issue. This wasn't necessarily a madman with a gun in that regard, like I'm just gonna go kill as many people as I can. This was just like this is again a little pussy ass bitch who had never been taught to lose properly and handled it super poorly, and may he rot in hell forever.
Amen, sir.
Yep.
All right, now back on to some funner news, and we actually we actually have a special guest.
God.
It's been a while, guys. It's been a long while.
Yeah.
But let me bring back everyone's favorite VR CEO, well, former CEO, Palmer Luckey.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Palmer Luckey, your best friend. Cool VR stuff that you all play now. I hope you're having a really good time playing in all those games in VR that I totally created myself with the help of no one else.
Please tell me you're wearing shoes this time.
Nope, sandals.
God damn it.
So, or as I like to call them, thongs.
For your feet?
Huh? Hey,
thongs for your toes.
Yeah, sure.
So what's going on, man? What do you want to complain about this week?
What don't I want to complain about? First, I think that the witch hunt against my good friend Donald Trump has gone on way too long, and I think that the
witch hunt.
We're not doing politics. Oh, sorry. No. I want to talk about the magic leap.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen to my sick rhymes here that I've created for this. Okay. I hope one day this makes it into an Eminem song. Magic Leap is a tragic heap.
Oh.
And?
No, that's all I got.
Oh, all right. Well, so you just, you didn't like it?
No, it was, no.
Okay.
It's just bad.
Well, the CEO of Magic Leap says that he wonders if you're bitter, angry, or, you know, because you got banished from your own company and...
Yeah, but here's the thing in his stupid tweet about me. Listen, I'll read it to you. This is from Roni, I guess? Rooney? Roni Abovitz. I wonder who is the bitter, angry, banished Zuko in our story. Listen, Zuko was the best character in Avatar The Last Airbender. He had the best character development, and I really think that everyone just fucking shits on him. But listen, he may have been a crown prince, but eventually one day, he became the fucking hero of the story and helped the Avatar in the third book. So fuck all you!
Whoa!
But everybody says...
What the fuck?
But everybody says that this... this Magic Leap is actually really good.
No, they're wrong.
All right. Well, that's official quotes from Palmer Luckey.
I got to get back to finishing my new VR games. I'm still working on the VR Donald Trump sexual simulator. That'll be fun. And then I make another one where you build a wall.
Gotta go, Palmer.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a lot of work to do. So I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Why did he go out the window? Was he hanging out with Mark?
No, Mark would never hang out with him. Ever.
Yeah.
And Mark's dumb.
Good thing he didn't hear you. Good thing he closed the window tonight.
Let's see. Xbox has confirmed and launched. Right now you could go. This is really fucking awesome. If you're you know, if you don't have the initial $400 up front and $50 for Xbox Live and then another $15 a month on top of that for Game Pass, do we have a deal for you? You can, for either $22 a month or $35 a month, you can essentially rent to own. I mean, it's financing with 0% interest from the Xbox. You have to go into an Xbox store, but you can get an Xbox One or an Xbox One X. And you'll get a 24-month subscription to Game Pass, 24 months of Xbox Live. It'll take you 24 months to pay it off.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope. So if you're pinching your pennies and you're like, man, I wish I could play the latest and greatest, well, this is your chance. I suggest doing it. It is a limited-time offer. They're testing it out right now. So all you have to do is go into an Xbox store and get
Microsoft
yourself
store.
All right. Yeah. Well, it's an Xbox store. Come on.
Also, one thing, they have like the zero interest for certain people. Like if you qualify, you can get it 24 months of zero interest.
What certain people, Kev?
Well, it says those who qualify.
Who? Oh, those people?
Yep. I didn't write it. Fucking. It's a Dell preferred account. So basically, you can be raising your credit score by buying an Xbox One X.
Yeah.
Xbox One X too. Like if you do it, it's $35 a month. That's pretty rad. They're doing like the cell phone style,
yeah,
where you're buying a cell phone and you're just paying it off in payments.
Get ready for the future, everybody. This is the way it's going to go.
Yeah, and it's not a lease either. It's basically you're owning the system. Yeah. You're just doing it in payments. So it's not like you have to give anything back at the end either. So, I mean, I think it's really good. It's trying something new, and I kind of like it because it might put more Xboxes in households that normally wouldn't have it. So obviously expanding your gamer base is going to expand games.
Maybe. We'll see.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. Okay, bet.
50 Cent GIF.
Yes!
Hey, did you guys watch the Cyberpunk 2099 game?
No.
Game? Okay, so we won't have to talk about it here.
Well, no, I caught a little bit on your stream, but
I watched all 45 minutes of it.
My internet at work was really... I kept buffering, so I backed out of it. But from what I saw, I loved it. It looks great. I mean, it looks like a really fantastic, clean and really deep Deus Ex.
I feel like here's what's going to happen. I'm going to get into the game, and I'm going to have the same problem that I had with Witcher 3, which is I'm going to be like, oh, fuck all of this talking. I just want to shoot something and level up.
Yeah.
We'll see. But it looks fucking fantastic. I love it.
It does.
World of Warcraft sets a day one sales record. Fuck.
Good on
that. Battle of Azeroth has sold 3.4. It's been a while. Guys, it's been a while since, you know what I'm saying.
That's World of Warcraft, Rule 34. Look it up.
World of Porn.
Don't look it up.
So it's sold over 3.4 million copies in one day. That's a lot.
3.4, Rule 34. See? It's correlation. You guys don't know what Rule 34 is, do you?
No, it's if it exists, porn exists of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's that. And then I think this is the last story. Steam Play is getting a major update to allow more Windows games to run on Linux. And so this is pretty cool. If you are running Linux, 1% of you will now get more games.
So yay! That's pretty the dope. 1%!
1%ers out there. So you'll get more games to play.
EC3? There's a wrestler called EC3, and his tagline is the 1%.
So we started the show with wrestling, and now we're going to end the show with wrestling.
Yeah, wait. Yeah, that was the last. Oh. That's how it goes. Everything's full circle, baby. It's StarCast and All In this week.
Oh, man. Look who.
So catch me over there. If you guys are in Chicago, there's that wrestling convention, StarCast. Mike and I will be there, and we have our own booth on Friday. Come visit.
Look who just shot up into second place.
With one bit. Like one bit.
Whoa, Godzooks.
Godzooks was just like, well, fuck Wickton.
He snuck right in.
Snuck right in.
Oh, shit. It's awesome. Well, if you want to stay tuned, we'll do a quick Q&A before we leave. I want to thank everybody for their continued support of the show. Make sure you...
Holy fuck. Just been sleeping on that. Just
he's been
dropping
waiting.
Another 5,000.
He's been waiting until the end of the show where Rex would not have a chance.
Drop the mic. Rex is too drunk to answer back.
Gadzooks is like, no.
We hope that everybody enjoyed the show. We appreciate all the support. Please go visit us over on our website. It has all the information for pretty much everything that you're going to need to find us and where. I almost don't want to end the show to see if this continues.
Me too, right?
But stay tuned.
We have an after show, QA.
Stay tuned for the Q&A. There it is.
Yep, and there it was.
Oh.
Rex is number one again. All right, folks, thanks for tuning in. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Until next week, lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.